Okay, let's begin. Before we discuss our topic, I want to discuss briefly the inyanim of Kaddish. I want to mention today is Rosh Chodesh Kislev. And there's a very significant historical event which took place on Rosh Chodesh Kislev. It was the day when Yirmiyah read Sefer Eicha for the very first time. It's in Yirmiyah Perek Lamed Vav. It's a scary pasuk. Let me find Yirmiyah Perek Lamed Vav. Pasuk Pasuk Tes. Let me read you the Pasuk. Vayihi Vashana Hachamishis Li Ho Yokim Melech Yoshiyahu. Yehoyakim learned Dafyomi Vayihakim yesterday, right? They didn't learn Dafyomi. Yehoyakim was the son of Yoshiyahu. Melech, the fifth year of his Malchus. Bachoydesh. When did this event that we're about to read now took place? Bachoydesh Hatishii. In the ninth month. Now, because it does not say a date in the ninth month, we have a right to assume it took place on Rosh Chodesh of the ninth month. What is Kislev? Today is the first day of the Rosh Chodesh of the ninth month. What they do on this day, now it's the fasting, now we all know that Rosh Chodesh, the day to party. There's no fasting. Avul kin daven halal, shachris, and this and that. Korutzom. It was Rosh Chodesh Kislev. What? They made a tainus. Korutzom. They declared a tainus during the time of the Bayis Rishon. Lifnei Hashem. Kol ha'om b'Yerushalayim. V'chol ha'om haboim me'arei Yehuda b'Yerushalayim. The whole Klal Yisrael came to the Beis HaMikdash for a tainus, a yom tzom, today. On Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Because of this. Oh, so it goes on. Vayikra, here the pasuk then goes on to say that Vayikra Baruch Basefer as Divrei Yirmiyahu Beis Hashem, he now read over the Sefer that Yirmiyah wrote from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Nevuah of Eicha, the first three parakim, and then it goes to the whole story. We got to the king, and the king heard, and the king, he went and he cut it up into pieces and he threw it into the fire. And that was a terrible thing that he did. He burnt the Sefer, the Megillah. It was called the Megillah. It was part of So why did they call it, very good question, why did they call it time? So first of all, from the context of Pasuk, it was an Ace Sara, maybe Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah was Geizer at times. He felt that times are not good, and he saw the handwriting on the wall. In fact, that's what it said in Eicha. Eicha was a terrible prediction of what's going to come, and he was Geizer at times. Now, there's another reason. There's a Rashi Yoshan. The Mikros Gedolos don't have it. I don't know where to find it. I have to take some another version of Sefer Yirmiyah. I saw this idea. I heard this directly from Rabbi Shur, of Avraham Shur, and I saw it in the Sefer Lekach Lalivov, one of the volumes. He actually brings down the whole thing. Is that the reason why there's a Rashi Yoshan? Now, what does it mean, a Rashi Yoshan? An old Rashi. Questionable if Rashi wrote it, Rashi didn't write it, Rashi wrote it, he retracted it. Was taken out, added. Okay, it's called a Rashi Yashan on this pasuk and some editions of Yirmiyah Perek Lamed Vav pasuk test that says the reason why they were Glazer at Tzom on the first day of Kislev is because it has the status of Yom Kippur. Now, what does that mean? Today is Yom Kippur because Chazal, based upon a Medrash, based upon a Metzias, that, well, at least in ancient times, children would be born after either 7 months of conception or 9 months. Full term is 9 months. Partial, limikutoim, is if a child is a zaris, he will be born after 7 months. In fact, as the machlekes in the Gemara, when was Moshe Rabbeinu born? Was Moshe Rabbeinu, we will learn Rashi and Chumash, when Moshe was born full term, nine. Moshe was born... Moshe was born 6 months. I don't know because they take calculation. Moshe was born early, and they came to check after 9 months. But Moshe was born even 6 months. But in the Gemara says it's natural either 7 or 9. 8 months, the baby will not survive. Then on Shabbos, the baby is muksum. Baby is born in the 8th month. You're not allowed to touch the baby. It's a guarantee the baby will die. The baby is muksum. The best mother mother can do. She can bend down in order to take away her tsar if she has, she needs to nurse because she's in pain, so she can bend over to nurse, but you're not allowed to touch lele. Obviously, nishtana hateva, this is not true today. Today, there's no difference, 7, 8, 9, whatever it is, even less, whatever it makes difference. But al pi halacha ikra adin, there's something called 7 and 9. 8 is impossible, and anything less than 7 is problematic. In the world, when was the world conceived? The world was conceived in Chodesh, according to the Machlokes, when was the world created? Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Was it created in Tishrei or in Nisan? When was the world created? So we have a pshar elu v'elu divin l'kim chayim, or different mahalchim. But one approach is it was conceived in Nisan, or vice versa, or different. And the world came into being in Tishrei. The conception was in Nisan, obviously just the opposite. The conception was in Tishrei and the birth was, but let's learn with this, work with this mahalach. That means Tishrei, Aleph, Rosh Hashanah is the birth of the world. The world was conceived, Aleph Nisan, or whatever that, going back, the 25th day of Adar, and Rosh Hashanah is the birth of the world, but it's only 7 months. 7 months. Yeah, because the world was a Zoris. Zrizim Magdim, in the olden days, people were Mizaris. But we're latecomers. We're living, Ekos of the Mashiach, we're latecomers. So when you're a latecomer, you first get your act together, full term, after 9 months. So that means Aleph Kislev is really the latest time that we can say it's Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. Now, according to this idea, it should be Rosh Hashanah. Why does Rashi Yashin say that it's Yom Kippur? And if it's Yom Kippur, it's a Tzom? I don't know exactly. I guess Yom HaDin, we break it up. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, 10 days apart. I don't know exactly what this means.
Also, the same reason they say that Rosh Hashanah extends.
Oh, really? They say Yom extends. So that's a Yom Kippur. They say Yud Kislev. They say because what? Because it's like Yom Kippur.
Gula. They also say, I think they say you can say Rosh. You can say Lashana Tayva. They say.
All right, it's the Kvittel until Hanukkah. Hanukkah goes to Hanukkah. Okay. But there's something to it, and the Aptarov says this. Aptarov goes back many generations. So he says that it's 40 days after Hoshana Rabbah. Hoshana Rabbah, Aleph Kislev is 40 days. Make the calculation. Hoshana Rabbah is the 21st, but then we have 30 days. 21st day, we have 30 days of Tishrei, so Aleph Kislev is exactly 40 days from Hoshana Rabbah. Just like we have 40 days of Tshuva, we have 40 days from Elul, Anir L'Dadiv Dadiv, until we come to Yom Kippur, so too when you come to Hoshana Rabbah, there's also a new beginning. Hoshana Rabbah is a new, it's the Abdu Rav says, what this means exactly, how it ties into this, is not clear, but it's also a continuation of part of the process of Tshuva from Hoshana Rabbah to Aleph Kislev. And you don't need more than the fact that it was historically a Yom Tzom, it's a Pasuk. I mean, you know, it's not a medrash, it's not a chassidish shavart, it's not a gematria. Vayhi bashana hachamitshas tliyokim ben Yoshua v'chiyudu b'lechoydesh hatashi koru tzom. It's a fast day. It's a day of tzom. It's a holy day. It's a day when a person should at least concentrate on the severity of the day. I think it's brought down halacha. Rabbi Shur claims that there are two months when ikarad, if you need to fast, you can fast b'diavad. Av, everyone knows that. You can fast Rosh Chodesh Av because that was Aaron, the Petira of Aaron HaKoyen, and also Rosh Chodesh Kislev. He saw side sources, Rosh Chodesh Kislev, because of this pasuk. You see, Beferish in the pasuk that it was a Yom Tzomah. How could they fast on Rosh Chodesh? It's a different type of Rosh Chodesh Kislev. It's a serious time. It's a Yom Hadin. It's 9 months from conception of the world. It's 40 days from Hoshana Rabbah. It's not a day to take lightly. We are not on a Madrega today to really understand what it's all about. But at least in Mahara for a few seconds in Shuva would certainly be more than is required of us. At least what should at least be required of us on this day of Aleph Kislev. Okay.